Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/wondery. That's audible.co.uk/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Rabbit, it's the first day of the week, the first day of the month. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and I just got here from Kentucky. I was asleep on the couch 5 minutes ago, and here I am, and across the table from me, two very wonderful, talented gentlemen from the Modern Apes podcast. It's our good friend, Tristan Bowling.
What's up, gang?
How you doing, dude?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for being here. And next to him, one of my absolute favorites, and I'm so glad whenever he takes his time out to fucking hang out here, it's Dave Cyrus.
Hey, how we doing?
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. Glad to be here. I love that this is what time Morning Zoo counts as now.
This is what I... Okay, first of all, LA drive time.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true, yeah.
And yes, this is as morning as I'm... It is very hard to book comics before this.
We
tried to do 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., and it is fucking tough.
This is on the fence for me.
Yeah.
Like, being here by noon is a lot for my schedule, for my lifestyle.
Yes, 100%.
I did have to, like, not... do certain things last night. Like,
yes.
I was sitting there, I'm like, well, I could play more video games. I'm like, I can't. I have to wake up before noon tomorrow.
Yeah, I got in from my gig last night, I think, at 1:30, and I was up at 4:45 to go to the airport.
Nice.
So I'm feeling it, baby.
Had I not been asked to do this, I would have stayed up to watch when Naked and Afraid Apocalypse comes out at 3 a.m.
You know what? I don't blame you on that one.
It's a Naked and Afraid special. Where they just put them in this area of Africa that was, like, destroyed by fires.
Fuck.
So there's no supplies except for, like, some desiccated old, like, houses. Just,
yeah.
And they have to, like, figure out how to
skeletons survive. With tires on them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I watched it this morning, Dave, on getting ready to come in today. I watched it this morning, the new episode.
Nice.
A pretty good one.
Was it everything you wanted?
No.
Was there lots of good suffering?
Not enough.
Okay.
Did it look like post-blast... California from Terminator 2.
That's what it looked like before.
No, that is actually exactly what it looks like. It looks like that thing where it's like, this used to be a playground. This used to be a car. Let's turn it upside down and use it to smoke meat in, sort of thing.
Oh, that's fun.
I just love Naked and Afraid because it's actually a lot like wrestling, where it's like, it's not the act of the survivalism I love so much. It's realizing how dark the lives of the people who need to do this are.
Because,
like, Naked and Afraid, it's not like the people who have had good lives. It's people who are like, my life has sucked so much that not eating for 3 weeks in this desert is fine.
Yes, and everyone can watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of an alone guy.
Yeah.
That show, it's so funny because there's like, there's always some bitch every season here just being like, these are the good berries, I'm going to eat them. And then just hard cuts to being like, I don't think those were the good berries. And then just diarrhea sounds and then a helicopter coming to take them out of the fucking thing.
Now, I like Alone too, but I like Naked and Afraid more because it's more educational. It's more like actually showing you, like, if you were stuck here, here's what you would have to do.
Yeah.
Alone, they get a sleeping bag, they get a fucking, you know, they get fishing lines. I'm like, you're just watching someone camp and be lonely.
Yeah.
I don't care about the loneliness or the drama of two people. I just want to see what you have to do to not die in the woods.
I like it.
That's
like
fun
it
for
lot.
Me. Because I feel like it's going to happen someday.
Yeah?
I'm going to be a guy being like, all right, we have to figure out how to make a bow drill or we're all going to die tonight.
And also, like, how deep are you into, like, Naked and Afraid before you, like, stop? You're like, all right, her pussy's out. You know, you stop looking at it. Because that would be
I think
probably,
you're over it the first day.
I would say first 4 hours, I'd be like, okay, cool. And then after like day 3.5, I'm like, that thing is developing a film on it. We need to
Yeah,
that.
It's got to have a bit of a tang to start with.
Oh, yeah.
And then really develop like an ecosystem.
It's an IPA in there.
Yeah.
It's got real kombucha.
See, I wish there were more guys on there who were like really disgusting. Who would never stop trying to fuck the whole 21 days.
Yeah.
The longer it goes, the more into it they seem to be. Like, the more miserable and starving the other person is, the more they're just like, why don't we just chill out in the tent today?
Yeah. Don't do a movie day. Just hang out. Just two people naked.
I think if I was in any situation like that, my only concern would be, how do I kill my... Like, what is the suicide? What is the quickest suicide? I have no survival.
And
skills.
Honestly, even there, that might be kind
might be
of a problem.
It might be really hard. It's like you can beat yourself to death with a rock.
Yeah. No. I mean, if you don't have a knife, if you don't have something to slit your throat with, like trying to slit your own throat with like a napped seashell sounds terrible.
Yes, it does.
Just sawing at your neck on a shoreline.
Just taking all day trying to break rocks so that one is sharp enough to get through your skin.
Yeah. It would be that would be my goal. That would be my only task.
I've been trying to carve away at my throat for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Just slowly whittling at your trachea. That's awful. Dude.
Just looking at the camera like, see, what you gotta do is you gotta get the basalt rocks here to make sure you get a nice edge.
Yeah.
And then for me, I mean, it would just be so much cutting to even get to neck.
Yeah.
We found him alive and nearly decapitated.
I am Oh, Shannon, what's the 90 Day Fiancé, like, their Love Island?
Hunt for Love.
Dude, that one fucking chick has rocking fucking cans.
Oh, but she's like, the one who has a terrible personality? Jennifer?
Most likely, yeah.
Hold on.
Is she, like, black and Spanish or something?
She's Colombian, the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah! She made out with a chick on the last episode I watched.
Wait, are you talking about the really, really big boobs? Hold on, let me show you this one.
Everyone stood in a circle and watched her and another girl make out.
Okay, so this is like one of the girls.
By the way, I like how you corrected when he said black and Spanish, you said Colombian, as if that's not what Zach means when he says black and Spanish.
No, because there's another girl I think he might be talking about. Is this her?
No,
okay,
different one.
All right, hold on, I know who it is.
Darker.
I've never seen any of this stuff. I did see one episode of Naked and Afraid of Love.
Okay.
Which was insulting.
Naked and Afraid of
Well, there's no danger of death, so I was like, I'm not into this at all. These people, I don't want to watch a dating show. I thought this would be like people who are filthy and naked and starving, and they're also being told to have sex.
My biggest disappointment was Shannon, what's the fucking British one where they show people naked from the bottom up?
It's a Dating Naked.
That's probably a great Naked Truth.
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction. Yes. Oh, Dating Naked was another one.
No idea.
So it's a British dating show. It'll be a contestant, and then I think maybe 5 competitors.
Yeah.
And they're all in pods. And it starts at the bottom, and it reveals them up to, like, the waist. Completely naked.
So just dick and pussy?
Yeah, and then they do a full 360.
Okay. So you see the butt, too.
That's good.
And then you eliminate someone.
That's awesome.
No talk, no questions, no interaction. Then it goes up to like their armpits and you eliminate another person. Then it shows their face, then you eliminate another person, and that's when you start to talk to them.
That's so tight.
Is the first stage just eliminating the smallest dick? Is it always
almost
based on...
every time?
Because that it's impossible to tell.
Do you know who I also found? Speaking of small dicks, Terrence Howard, Lil Pecker.
I believe it.
Yeah, he did a shower scene where he was naked, and boy, oh boy, is that thing just a little tomato.
Well, something drove him insane.
Yeah. So,
but I also think that like that's really that's not true. I don't think you can really tell what someone's dick size is from that kind of scenario because some people grow and some don't. I do think it's like completely inaccurate.
Well, and it's also, I mean, they just eliminate the fat guy. Whoever's fat just goes immediately.
That's good.
But then sometimes they fuck up hard because they come out completely naked after you eliminate them. And sometimes he'll be like, yeah, she's a little thick for my taste. And then she'll come out and be a dime.
Oh, yeah.
No, really?
And then he sees the rest of the girls and just watch them go, fuck.
Cause you get, right, because you're below the waist. So you're like, you don't know that like the next stage, she's got like a really slim waist.
You're just seeing the cone.
You're just guessing by how thick her bottom half is.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're wrong, you just fucked up so bad.
And the best part is they try really hard to be like, it's like progressive. So every once in a while, it's a wheelchair or like prosthetic legs or like there's something else fucked up with them. And you can tell the producers are like, don't eliminate that person first. We have to pretend like you're good. And they make it to like the last one and they'll be like, I'm going to choose the person who could walk.
Yeah, I could see in the end. That's
like they're revealing like halfway up the body, but it hasn't adjusted for him. So it's just a full guy naked in a wheelchair while everyone's dicks are around him and shit. That's so cool.
And then they go on a date. If you win, you go on a date. And then they come back like 2 weeks later. And it's almost consistently we hate each other.
Oh, really?
They go and fuck and immediately hate each other.
Well, they are all people who chose to be on this show.
Yes.
So they're probably mostly insufferable people.
They're awful people. And they're British.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
They're British and Irish. Yeah. So a big thing they go off of is accent. They all judge each other based on the accent.
That is silly.
Oh, it's great. It's good TV. But after like three or four, your brain starts to melt out of your ears.
Yeah,
Shannon, do you have the girl I was talking about with the fucking yabos?
It's Chantel.
Yeah,
those are very big.
That is big breasts.
That's my girl.
And they had a whole spinoff show of her and the one that she married, who she's not married to anymore.
She does look like a problem. I will say that.
And now she's into chicks, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That was the highlight of. But I was like, man, my wife's finally watching something I can tolerate. Mm-hmm. Is this fucking fat-titted animal
a hum of love? Is that what it is?
Oh man, good for her. All right, so I've been excited to I mentioned what happened in the lobby. I want to get your guys' real time reaction to my weekend. Shannon, you don't know anything about my weekend, right?
I do not.
So I was out on the road doing Nashville. I was supposed to do Tennessee, then Ohio, then Kentucky again, then Lexington. Tennessee didn't work out. Club forgot they had me booked.
Wow.
Damn.
Didn't promote it, didn't have anything for it. So I wound up doing a pop-in show in Lexington. Really great time. Bar called Shamrocks, shout out. Thank you for having me. Really fun. I have a feature drive me around all weekend, my buddy Jay Wall, who I will note now is missing an arm.
Was it before the weekend he was missing the arm or after the weekend?
It was before he was born that way.
Oh, okay. God. I was so hoping this story involved an amputation.
Yeah.
No, I was like, that's a fucking story.
Yeah. He's missing an arm. His official story that his mother gave him is that her umbilical cord had accidentally wrapped around it and it never developed.
Oh, so she like sold his arm for drugs.
Or she was definitely doing drugs while he was in the womb.
I'll sell you a baby arm for an 8-ball, baby.
Yeah,
come on.
And the last year, the first time I got booked on one of these runs, I was unaware of the arm thing. Fine with it, but also, I'm on 6-hour drives with this guy, and he is smoking, drinking a Mountain Dew, and on the phone, driving with the nub.
Oh, okay, so there is like a protuberance.
Yeah,
it's
up to like here.
Okay.
He's got like a flapper.
Damn, he's got to lean in for that.
Because my dad would drive with his knees for hours at a time.
Really sweet guy and actually very funny comic. So we're doing the run. We do legs and then we go out to outside of Dayton, Ohio. And he drops me off at the illustrious Red Roof Inn, where I had moms smoking on either side of our room while the kids ran around and screamed. And the kid that was our guest spot, very sweet kid named Luke, was going to stay. J-Wall's going to go back to his house because he was pretty close. And Luke was going to drive me to the next spot. I go to bed around 2:58. At 3:01, I am awoken by a phone call. J-Wall. I was like, hey, what's up? He goes, are you sleeping? I was like, yep. He goes, I'm in jail. And I was like, what happened? And he goes, I fell asleep. And I was like, cool. And then he tells me the county of the jail and goes, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. You guys got to come get me. Now, I have immediately forgotten the county he's in. I wake up the guest spot who's going to drive me and go, J-Wall's in jail. He goes, where? I went, I don't remember.
Pretty convenient, yeah.
It could be anywhere between Ohio and Kentucky. So it was about a two-hour drive that he was on.
Just start naming Kentucky towns and see if... is he in Mudlick?
The next morning, I am woken up at 8 by a collect call from jail.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And it says, press 1 if you accept the charges. Except press 1, it goes, your cell phone account is not does not enable collect calls.
Oh, my God.
And hangs up on him.
Damn, dude.
Luke, same thing.
What fucking cell service do you have? Cricket?
Verizon.
Fuck.
So now we
would
are...
pay extra to allow collect calls?
Yeah, that is true. Like that is a very specific question you ask in the Verizon store. And you're like, can I talk to my dad?
Yeah. So now we are trying to whittle down what county jail he's in. And we also, by the way, do not know what happened. All I got is I fell asleep. The promoter of the show calls the other kid. And not, he goes, hey, you know J-Wall's in jail? And we go, yeah. He goes, can somebody drive Zach to the show tonight still? Not giving a fuck about the fucking, he goes, is somebody, does Zach have a ride? And the kid goes, yeah, I'll drive him. He goes, great. He's in, and he tells us the county. We go, oh, thank God. I find the number for the jail, I call. And I'm like, hey, I keep getting a call. I'm trying to find my friend. I give his real name. And couldn't have been nicer. They go, yeah, he's out at 11. We go find him. So now I get to knock off my road list. Picking up a one-armed white guy with cornrows from jail in the middle of a tour.
That's fun.
Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Guys, having a cigar in the house, same as having a nice bottle of wine, some fancy cheese, it lets people know you are a person of class and elegance. Well, Small Batch Cigar has you covered if you're an idiot like me who doesn't know much about cigars. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. They have the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with the Bovita pack. So it comes with every purchase, so everything you get, super, super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% reward points instantly. So you're going to want to go to smallbatchcigar.com, and most people click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. And we have a discount code for you, and that's GAS10, GAS10, gets you 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. One more time, guys, that's discount code GAS10 for 10% off at smallbatchcigar.com. Let's get back into the program. Now, here's the second fun part. He remembers his truck is at a gas station parking lot off the highway,
mm-hmm.
connected to a McDonald's.
Okay.
And that's what we got.
Yeah.
So what had happened, I guess he was driving home, was a little tie-tie, pulled over, took a little nap in a gas station parking lot. Didn't realize 2 hours had passed, and the gas station attendants had called the police thinking he overdosed. They wake him up and give him a sobriety test, which he passes. And I go, hey, buddy, what was that sobriety test? Was it touching your nose?
he passed it by default.
Yeah.
He just had a flap towards his nose.
Yeah.
Then I guess they went in the back of the car and maybe found an open container.
Oh, damn.
Even though the car wasn't moving, that's still arrestable?
So he wound up getting charged. I don't think the keys were in the ignition. He got alcohol, inebriation. He got drunk in public, basically.
Jesus
sounds
Christ.
Like.
Oh, that's so much better than a DUI, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a feature.
Yeah, for real.
So we find him, dude, 2 hours up and down the highway, asking different other gas. I'm calling gas stations, describing his truck.
Wow.
We found his truck in Indiana.
What?
What? So why did he end up in a different state jail?
Fucking beats me, but we found it.
That's crazy.
Not only did he had the name of the wrong gas station. He told us we were looking for a Pilot. It was a Love's.
That is very different. It's a Bloods and Crips of truck stop gas stations.
And thank God, young Luke, our navigator, was a fat little shit, because he went, Pilots don't have McDonald's. Pilots have Wendy's. Loves have McDonald's.
Oh, what a road scholar.
Oh. Dude, God bless this fat kid.
God damn, dude. That is, he's like, it couldn't be a Cinnabon.
That is the most his obesity probably paid off his whole life.
Dude, it was brilliant. Wow. And God damn it, if we did not just start looking at Loves and we literally found the exact exit he said where the highway was. And goddamn, his truck was still sitting there.
Dude, that is such fat murder detective shit. Or he's just ripping a butt. He's like, Wendy's. Wendy's and Loves. They only have McDonald's.
I mean, that's exactly the kind of situation an opener wants for a headliner. To have that much value.
And the ironic part was the night before, I thought to myself, this is the most white trash my trip could possibly be, because it was me and a one-armed white guy with cornrows getting Waffle House at 4 a.m.
You know the most impressive thing about his cornrows? That he definitely had someone else do them for him.
Yeah.
That's had to be done, dude.
Well, I also got to listen in on his very not happy black wife, who apparently when she said, you have a collect call from county, and she just hung up.
She thought it was her ex?
No, she knew who it was.
I know, I just...
yeah, that's funny. I'm sorry, I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired.
You tie-tie, it's okay.
Yeah. She hung up when the county jail called.
The idea that, you know, it's funny, being a white guy with cornrows, having a black wife, that's really one of the only two scenarios of a white guy having cornrows, is either, like, the closest person to him is black, or he's never met
a black person. Yeah, no, he's got some southern flavor to him. Yeah.
I actually know a white guy who had cornrows and then lost them from the cancer.
Oh, good.
That God must have given him because he had cornrows.
Yeah, I would say so.
We're giving you hair cancer.
He's good. And he's good now, and he has regular hair.
He got sickle cell, actually.
So crazy.
Turns out it's the cornrows.
Yeah, it's in the rose.
No, it's he who walks behind the rose.
Yeah, it's the children of the cornrows.
So that's been my weekend. And by the way, you don't sleep good in the hotel when the only ride you have for the rest of the tour has been arrested for DUI, you think.
Yeah.
But hey, got through it, got to all the gigs, and God bless J-Wall, made all the gigs.
Hell yeah.
So great. Look it up. Look, go team go.
Yeah, for real. Full steam ahead.
What a happy ending.
So shout out, if you guys are in the South, check out J-Wall and the Louisville, Lexington area. He's going to be on tour with a couple comics, you know, coming up. And give him some shit for me because, man, I'm a nice... This is after, 2 nights before, the host had forgotten his cell phone in the truck. And we had to drive around for 2 hours to find him.
What?
So we were all in the truck. His phone fell out of his pocket. We didn't know it. We're driving all the way back. We hear a phone ring. I pick it up. We realize it's the MC's phone. Different MC.
God damn it.
And he's calling over and over again. Now, none of us know him that way. I don't know him.
Yeah.
So we're trying to add him on Facebook. All he has is his computer on Find My Phone.
Oh, my God, dude. Who are these fucking
people? For like
people?
An hour and a half, he's calling his phone, and I can't pick up because it's got a password.
So that's the problem with the phone, is that like we need it too much now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like how, like, on the subway, you need a phone now to get on the subway.
Yes.
Which I was just like, doesn't this kind of fuck, like, the really poor people?
Yes, like, 100%.
That we're used to being able to just buy a single ticket? Like,
Yeah, but no, I don't think they even enforce the fucking door thing.
You can use your debit card. That's what
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know you can, but I was like, when they said you have to use either like your phone or I guess like get like the dedicated card, it was like, I just like, aren't this kind of fucking the homeless people that kind of rely on this system?
I mean, I've definitely had jobs where no one had a bank account.
Yeah. And it's like, but it's also the thing about like, it's like you lose your phone, you lose fucking everything now.
This kid was freaking out. And then I was finally like, let's go back to the last bar we were at and hope he thinks the circle back.
Yeah.
And we waited a half an hour and he pulled up and he was like, he goes, I can't. I was like, dude, I was about to throw your phone out the fucking window.
Damn, dude.
Nice guy. Ian something. Very funny kid. We went and did karaoke. Because my new favorite thing to do when I'm in the South is show up really late to karaoke night at a dive bar and do Sweet Transvestite and really split the room.
Yeah.
Is that a famous song? I'm not familiar
with it. It's from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. And yeah, that's what I show up to, like, real shit kicker redneck karaoke nights.
Yeah.
See, I get what you're saying because I feel like even in that scenario, a lot of people are still going to be Rocky Horror fans. The older people would know the song.
Oh yeah, it kills.
It's not like the song was like that pro trans when it came out.
No,
it wasn't exactly.
Neither is
an
Richard O'Brien now.
Yeah,
yeah.
he's straight up is like, I don't believe in that shit. But yeah, it goes pretty fun. It's a fun way to cap off people's evenings.
Yeah, just have you rubbing yourself on stage. Getting,
that's exactly what I do. Thank you.
Getting sensual with it.
All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Hit that plug music, Jorge. Mr. Bowling, what do you want people to check out, doggy?
You can check out my Instagram, Tristan is a Comedian, and also the Modern Apes podcast with me in the one and only Daniel Bridgegat. A lot of fun. Come see us talk about stuff, and if you like us a lot, join the Patreon.
Fantastic. Mr. Cyrus?
Oh, God. I guess I'm doing I'm going to judge the Grove on Wednesday, the roast battle there. And, you know, you can check out anything online. Dave Cyrus, Cyrus, Brickstone, and anything Triumph the Dog does, I have a hand in. So go check that stuff out.
Fantastic. Follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Go to my punchup.live/Zach Amico. And you can see all my dates. And I think I have the new dates up. That's right. September 25th, Ocean Springs, Missouri. It's the 26th, Mobile, Alabama. 27th, Hattiesburg. And 28th, Pensacola, Florida. And I guess I can officially announce it. Those are co-headlining gigs with me and Zach Holmes from Jackass.
Oh,
no
cool.
way.
We got sick of people mistaking us for each other and asking if we were the other one. So we have decided to join Fat Forces, and it's going to be comedy and stunts. We're going to do some Jackass shit. We're each going to do stand-up, and I think we're going to do a show together at the end.
That's awesome.
We're still putting it together now, but I think we're going to call it Zach and Zach, Too Fat, Too Furious. Very excited about it. It happened because I literally got mistaken for him for the millionth time, messaged him, and I was like, do you want to tour together? And we hit it off. So, boom.
That is great. The two of you appearing on reinforced stages around the country.
You're going to give it a lot of work.
Yeah.
If you love the show, go to gasdigital.com, use promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get your episodes early, ad-free, uncensored, the archives, the live chat, and most importantly, the Friday episode. That's right. We do 3 episodes of this a week, but the Friday episode is just for subscribers. So if you love the show, you're missing out on a third of it if you don't subscribe. But regardless, thank you for listening to the show. We have had this issue. I believe he got booked on something when they thought he was me. And then he was telling me recently he was late for a gig. He's at the airport and the security line was super long. Somebody in TSA recognizes him. And like, are you? He goes, yeah. And then he goes, hey, listen, I'm really late. Can you help me? They walk him past the line, right through security, help him to his gate. And he goes, thank you guys so much. You know, just let me know if I'm ever in town. I'd love to hook you up with tickets. And they go, nah, it's just really cool to meet you, Stavros.
That one makes all the sense, too, because of the teeth.
Yeah, the teeth thing is big.
It's not that they look that much alike. It's more like in your head, you're like, how many obese, toothless comics are there?
Yeah, well. All right, we got some fun stories today. All right. Let's start in a positive, fun way. Conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany Hensel.
Yes.
My bitches.
I saw.
Stop for McDonald's with a newborn that people think is theirs.
What?
So the one got married.
We know that the one who's, how do I put this? The one who looks like she owns the body.
Yeah.
That is true. The one calling the shots.
Yeah, the one who clearly is the one who's...
The one whose head it is. The one whose body it is.
Yeah, and then you got sidecar.
Not the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, the motorcycle, not the sidecar.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, I feel like the odds of her having given birth must be pretty low, right? Like,
well, so here's a fun thing. Shannon, if you see the tweet I sent you, right under it, the first tweet, it, oh boy.
That second photo is just appalling.
Do you think they've ever been comedy and tragedy for Halloween?
I think Halloween is a unique set of opportunities every year for them.
Be Kit Kat Bar?
Oh, no. If I was them for Halloween,
Twix?
I would make one of them wear, like, just a very basic mask to look like that's their costume, and then they take it off. Ah!
Yeah. Just wear, like, a mascot helmet.
Yeah. We're like, oh no, just like a helmet that's just a mask that's supposed to just look like a less realistic version of what her face already looks like.
Yeah.
Like the Michael Scott, you know, second head thing.
Yeah, just a paper mache hair.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, maybe she could give birth. I don't know the science of it.
So
but
Shannon, if you look right underneath that tweet, there's actually a diagram of how their bodies work from some documentary. Is that correct? It should be the first pinned tweet right underneath it.
I mean, I'll show it to you. I don't see that here, but I can find it. I could try to look for it.
Can you go
else.
Just, yeah. It was the first tweet under it when I sent it to you. But it basically shows that they have almost, from like the chest down, it's one person.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like it. I guess my assumption would just be that it's a risk.
Yeah, you know, of course.
To even... You know, whereas, like, you know, you can just adopt a kid. I sort of assumed, because there was no information about her ever being pregnant, that they adopted a kid. And it's like, it's honestly like, isn't anyone else just like shocked at how well things have gone for them? Like, because you're so used to these being like really sad.
Yeah.
Like, where like with health problems and stuff. Like, no.
Well, they're usually Indian.
Fucking have it.
That is true.
Fucking
they
have
had a lot of them.
Yeah, and they got like fucking octopus legs and shit like that.
There we go.
The fact that like they're like having they have a kid and a family and like they're just living their lives, it's like kind of amazing.
Yeah, so we got two hearts, two lungs, three gallbladders.
Three stomachs like a cow.
Four lungs. Yeah, three stomachs. But then once we get to the intestines, one large intestine, one small intestine, one pelvis, and one set of reproductive organs, one bladder.
Damn, she's shitting for two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, I feel like there must be some kind of argument over who gets to do the eating. Because, like, you're both eating for one body.
Do they Lady in the Trampet?
Every meal.
Spaghetti's got to be weird.
Yeah, they just eat a hot dog in the middle.
Well, just the idea that, like, if you're eating junk food, like, if one of you is getting to enjoy it, but you're both going to suffer, it's like, oh, we should... I feel like there'd be a lot of arguments. What if one wants to be in shape?
Yeah. Well, there was one, isn't there? There was two conjoined twin men, and one was gay and one wasn't.
That's
brutal.
Rough.
That's brutal.
That also really opens up the question of, like, this is how you study how you become gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what could possibly have separated the two of them?
Yeah.
The gay one doesn't feel the asshole. The straight one has to be like, bro, this sucks.
This is great. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't feel a thing.
Yeah. Like another day in paradise, friend.
Yeah, those guys.
Damn. Just cuddle buddies forever? That's crazy.
The only insane part is if the other one's gay, you got to watch.
Well, the really fucked up thing is how in all of these cases, these are people who made the decision where they were like, look, we can make you much more normal and functional, and the other one dies.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you, it's a very hard thing to be like, okay, you're going to die.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's better that they like.
If I was the straight one, I might go, you know what?
This guy's going to give me AIDS.
For the better good.
Yeah.
But like, I believe they told that to the girls.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Like, they were like, if, you know, we can remove. And they were like, I remember I saw the news, they were like, the other one's probably going to die. Like, oh, really? She's probably going to die when she's just ahead?
Yeah.
Like, I think we got that. Yeah.
Now we're going to Futurama her.
But it's like, could you really walk around the rest of your life being like, I'm a little more comfortable and I killed my twin sister? Like, that's...
And you also just have a stump?
I mean, I don't know what... It probably wouldn't look 100% normal.
They'd probably sand it down. I don't think it would just be like a neck with no head.
Can you bring her up again? So, if one's married, one's not, but there's no way... Well, like, what does she read while they fuck?
I mean, it would be so mean if they didn't let her participate in the lovemaking. Like, this guy...
Yeah, but what if she doesn't? Well, yeah, well, this guy's really having a blast.
No, I mean, this guy, you have to assume there's a little
I mean,
bit
for his birthday, one's sucking his dick and one's licking his balls, right?
I'm just saying...
I hope so. God, I hope so.
This woman doesn't have any other option for intimacy. I hope that... She does get, like, it'd be so sad, like, her whole life she's technically a virgin.
Yeah.
Because she's feeling the sex, so it's only polite that they are nice to her about it.
It does look, this kind of does just look like an AI photo with three people in it, but they fucked it up. But no, this is actually just one.
He looks so proud of himself.
He does. He that is a confident man.
Yeah. He's like, ask me all the questions in the world. I've heard every single one.
My question is, do they have different preferences? Like, you got to remember which one likes her hair pulled.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
That is, yeah, that is interesting. If one of them likes something the other doesn't in bed, that would be super difficult to navigate.
I'm sorry, I'm just a size queen. Yeah. Shut up, left head.
I miss Lamont.
Technically, if we're being honest, if it's... If only one likes something, it's still rape.
Yeah.
It would be. It would be like if he has to get consent from both of them for anything they do.
But he's only married to one of them.
Right. So, like, I would love to hear a priest's angle on this. Of, like, explaining, like, why this is okay or not.
He just, like, chalk it up. Like, listen, man, I'm just trying to fuck kids.
Yeah, this is above my pay grade.
This ain't in
talk to the Pope.
Yeah.
And they're a teacher. Well, they're teachers with one salary, right, Shannon?
Yes, that's correct.
Didn't they try to be country singers, or is that a different
group? It's a different couple.
No, those are the ones that come by the head.
Are they no longer with us?
Shannon, can you look up those ones? Those ones are connected by the head,
I saw
right?
them on, like, Sally, Jesse, Raphael when I was a kid or something. Yeah. Yeah. One of them was a country singer and the other one hates country, which is so fucking funny.
Isn't one tiny?
Yes, because they were connected at the head, so one had, like, a full-size body.
These two look like South Park. Like, they could not look more like Trey Parker and Matt Stone made them.
The nurse. There was a nurse, right, who had a vestigial twin?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
No, but knowing that the other one hated country made it so fucking funny. Because that's how you know that's the one that had... No brain damage.
Yep.
They actually died last year.
Aww. So they had pretty long lives.
How? Suicide by cop?
Uncomfortably. Oh, so she had to carry her.
Private life. As adults, Lori worked at a hospital, while George, who was transgender,
is it Otto and George?
Country music with the stage name Reba. The Chappelles, thought to be among the world's oldest conjoined twins, were 62 years old.
Jesus, they really lived a long...
Wait, hold on. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, they transitioned.
They transitioned. Dude, if this is not proof, that we just talked about the one being gay and the other one, that one transitioned and one didn't, I mean, there is some deep down brain studies to happen here.
But and also for people who, because, you know, country fans aren't usually that open to the trans community. So this was like the one trans person they were okay calling a they.
Yeah. They, them. Yep. The perfect they, them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even. You'd just be like, he, she, I. It's a monster.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, they look like they ran at each other like fucking. Like goats, and just got stuck.
Their horns are connected.
Yeah,
they got their horns tangled.
They look like they ran as hard as they. Dude, okay, you can't have one on the chair. You just it looks like a ventriloquist. It looks like Otto and George.
It does look like a ventriloquist to me.
And I hate that the one in the chair is George.
Yeah,
I mean did he not know about Otto and George?
I don't know, man. It's a tough.
I mean, doesn't it make you more? Just sad that Otto died before that happened.
Yes, 100%. Also, like, bring it back up. That, not because that's not only just the thing, like, they're also, like, crazy shaped.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, in all honesty, like, it just makes me, like, every fucking second with so much work that they lived till 62. Like, every day must have been, like, so much labor.
I have so many around. Points in my day where I'm like, maybe I'll just die.
Yeah.
The fact, if I had to look at somebody all day and they were like, hold on, I got an idea for a slide guitar solo.
Yeah, like, it's already what I picture when people are like, have you thought about transitioning back to the influencer model of doing comedy, of just a sing? I'm like, no, I would much rather die than go back to doing YouTube as my main way of doing comedy.
Dude, it's absolutely, like, that's got to suck. That's your view all day. If somebody's trying to talk to you, the both of you, you have to keep turning around.
Just spinning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have hosted a game show where people have to complain about something in their lives with a straight face to these people.
It's like, well, I do have breast cancer for the second time now. It's like, oh, really? Well, let's spin around.
You grew something on you don't like? You have an inconvenience growing on you?
Yeah. Oh, you mean you have to get fake boobs now? And wow, that's really uncomfortable.
Well, talk to my sister, brother. Yeah. He's written a song about it.
Yeah. It's the one with the I'm With Stupid shirt on that's fitting both of us at the same time.
I sent a little clip from when they were on Jerry Springer.
Yes. Hey, friends. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. It's very easy to get started. Just choose more or less player stat projections, and if you pick right, you could cash in. Guys, it is football season. If you think you know football, it could be very beneficial to you. With Prize Picks, cashing out is quick. They offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. And Prize Picks even has Flex Play, which means you can still cash out even if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one pick doesn't hit. Download the app today and use my code ZOO to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code ZOO to get $50 in lineups after you just play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Break it up. Break it up.
I was going to say, they started fighting, right?
Yeah.
When you're walking around, is it difficult not to trip and fall? You're wheeling the cart around. I imagine it would be difficult.
No, it's fine. I don't know where it is. It's just fine, you know? I can do it.
No, it's not. You're not. It's okay if you want to say it's hard. Yeah.
I can dribble.
I don't like
this
that
bit.
The one's a slut. I don't like that the little one's dressed slutty.
Boy, boomers do not like to complain.
Nope.
Because it dawned on me. Nowadays, if babies are born conjoined, in most cases, the technology is there that they can separate at birth.
Yeah, not if they share a brain.
Back when you were born 40 years ago, that didn't exist. I guess the question would it be possible...
We could kill you right here.
Now. Dr. Oz is here with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Or we can just end this now. We could probably do it with one bullet, to be honest.
Yeah.
If somebody's a really good shot or really close.
We're going to tie a noose in the middle and see what happens. We're going to lift you up.
Shannon?
We would not want it. We would not get permission for it.
Very interesting. So even if the doctors came now and said, we now have
They'd have to have 100%. Guarantee that we would come out of surgery the same way we are right now.
Monstrously inconvenienced.
Able to do things, and nobody in life is guaranteed 100% of anything.
So it's too risky. There you go.
they separate her and put her on the other side.
I mean, also, she's the one saying that because they probably told her, you'll live.
Yeah.
Your sister won't. And it's like, so she has to right there be like, I'm not going to even entertain the idea that I'm considering killing my twin sister so I can stand up straight.
I don't know. If I were her, I'd go, hey, sis, earmuffs. Do it.
Yeah. Can you plug one ear because the other one's attached to my skull?
Yeah.
Can we just go?
Come on, Jesus Christ, Doc.
Something.
Anything.
Something.
All I want is to sleep on my back.
Yeah, my neck's been killing me for 40 years.
Holy
I
shit.
I was just at the Philadelphia Museum of Medical Oddities.
Oh, the Mutter.
Yes, I was.
Great time.
Just there. Really fascinating. They have the very famous ones where the term Siamese came from.
Yeah.
The twins from Siam. And it was the crazy thing where, like, the only thing they shared was a liver, and they could have just cut it, and they would have, it probably would have healed, and they just have half a liver.
Yeah.
And they would have been fine. It's like they lived to like 70 years old, connected.
Damn, dude.
The whole time could have just cut it in half.
They could have used a paper cutter.
Yeah, they would have been literally fine.
Yeah.
That museum, my favorite part of the Mutter is the skulls.
Yeah, there's a whole wall of skulls.
I mean, it is, man, it's a huge, but it's a collection from some...
phrenologist.
Yes, but it's there. There's a sign that says, the terms used to describe the people are outdated.
Yeah, oh, some just say idiot.
Yeah, yeah. Idiot, Jew.
Cretan.
So it has what they were and how they died.
Yeah.
And it's just a and it's a long, it's like a hallway of skulls.
Fuck, that's so interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, idiots used a lot. It's like pre all the terms. Yeah, here we go, baby.
Screwball.
Some just said Muslim.
Yeah.
And like you're actually looking at it, you're just like you're kind of trying to picture like who was the handsome one.
Yep.
Because sometimes you can get little hints of acromegaly from like the chin being too big. Because they also have an acromegaly skeleton, like an 8 foot tall.
Yeah. They have a giant skeleton next to a little skeleton.
They have a tumor that was taken out of someone's like large intestine that's like about the size of me.
Yeah.
Holy shit! What?
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta. It's such a fun. It's not huge. It's smaller than you think it's gonna be. Yeah. But it is, but they all, like, if you really want to fucking fart around, they have, like, just drawers and drawers of shit that you can go through.
Damn.
It's pretty much, like, if you were loose there all day, you could find shit to look at.
Damn.
It's a fun fucking day.
And then they have a lot of galas in the garden.
Yeah.
A lot of charity events.
Yeah, they have a beautiful garden.
The wall of deteriorated skulls.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
And it's walking distance from, the big food market.
Oh shit! Okay.
So you can get a pretzel with a sausage in it, and then go look at skulls. It's great. Probably one of my best days.
It sounds like a very fun day.
You know, actually freaked me out, the Iron Lung.
Yeah, they have the Iron Lung there, which you can still get your hands on if you want. They're out there. You can. There's like collectors for
it. How many horsepower on an Iron Lung?
Good question.
It's a big honking thing, dude.
I mean, it literally breathes for you. It like opens and closes your lungs. Damn. So like there were people who would use them their whole lives, but then be able to have like an hour outside of like laborious breathing to like do something they had to do important. And then, you know, and of course, you know, the funny thing about it is it's in a museum when, in all honesty, there's probably going to be a lot more Iron Lungs coming out soon because of
thanks,
polio.
RFK.
Yeah. Thanks, RFK. We're definitely going to have more polio.
Yep. I'm pretty sure the last guy who was in an Iron Lung for life just passed, but he wrote a book in there.
Was that the lawyer?
Last year. He died.
Last year, Chank, he didn't look well.
No, he looked like a goddamn cherry tomato by the end of it, dude. He was just like his head, he looked like a pimple.
Yeah, he looked unwell.
Like say I couldn't move my hands or my fingers. By the end of the week.
Yeah, you see, you think he looks bad, but that man's 104.
Very trouble.
See, this is another one of those examples where it's like, how many of us would choose to just live this whole time?
There's no way, dude. There's no way. The joy this guy must have for living.
Well, it reminds me of that movie Monkey Shines, where you're like, it's about a quadriplegic who tries to kill himself, and they give him a monkey, and you're just like, how did he do it? How does a quadriplegic even try to do that? Like,
maybe go down the stairs.
The ingenuity necessary to figure out how to even attempt suicide is like the saddest thing.
See, that's what. So, all right, I say two birds, one stone. We don't need helper monkeys. We need suicide monkeys.
You said a monkey with a suicide vest on?
No, just a monkey that helps people commit suicide.
They're called every chimpanzee.
Yep, that is true.
They're called having a chimpanzee having, in your home.
It's called having a chimp get old.
Yeah. Allowing it to go past puberty and keeping it in your home.
Feeding
it
Benadryl and red wine.
Jerking, blowing it for fucking 20 years.
Yeah. Because you couldn't find a husband that didn't hit you. So you're just hanging with a monkey now and it tears off your friend's face.
Dude, I would be afraid to have like a raccoon in my house. Can you like the
raccoons are terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. Who fucking don't we know a comic that somebody had a they had an aunt who had a monkey and he used to just throw shit at people all the time?
If it was a monkey, that makes a lot of sense. Because like a monkey's, there's a lot of different size monkeys, but there's a lot of small ones that won't kill you.
Yeah.
They're not pleasant to have in the house.
No, definitely not.
But they're not like any non-bonobo chimp is eventually going to eat your face.
Yes.
Dude, I just word associate. I'm like, you can't have a monkey in your house. And I'm like, house monkey. I'm like, nope.
Nope.
That's bad.
Nope, don't do it.
That is bad. And we're moving on. No, I can't imagine. I just, like, my cat is an asshole sometimes. But I'm like, if it was like on top of the fridge,
now imagine it had thumbs.
I know. I can't.
Now imagine it had thumbs and balance.
Yeah, and it like kind of knows what's up.
Yeah.
It
had
the ability to learn how to pull a trigger.
Oh, dude, yeah. You could get shot by a monkey for sure.
I mean, if it hadn't, they're very
strong.
Someone
said it's a leading cause of death in some neighborhoods.
Now Zach. Now Zachary.
If you look at the statistics of mass shootings.
So bad. Dude, did you see the trans shooter? She wrote on like all of her magazines and shit like that.
Yeah.
And one of them just said fart and then the soft A right underneath it. And I'm like, that is very funny.
Now, I don't know everything about this story, but I understand that it was someone who was trans and then retransitioned back to male and became super... like Nazi-ish, like so. The idea that like they had like a trans phase, not that I want to use that term, mm-hmm. and then had the most like 180 possible, where they were just like super like anti-gay, anti-black, anti-everything, anti-everything, right?
I know very little about it.
That was my understanding. That it was like it just sounded like someone who transitioned to being trans and then.
Didn't get the attention they wanted.
And then went way too far the other direction.
Yeah.
And
overcorrected.
It just sounds like someone. I mean, look, obviously.
Yeah, it's a mentally ill
very
person.
Few people who trans. Very few people who commit mass shootings.
Yes.
Are mentally sound to begin with, you know, whatever their, you know, gender expression is. But it is funny how, like, how many people are just like, you see, it's always a trans person committing a mass murder, not the, 97% that were straight white men.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
Dylan Roof and they're just trans the entire time.
Oh, they're just there is absolutely a MAGA influencer out there photoshopping a dress on every single mass shooter that ever existed.
Yeah, right in their head, the Batman shooter was wearing the nurse outfit.
That's so funny.
There's literally someone putting pink bows on pictures of Adam Lanza right now. Like that's a dedication.
All right, I don't know if this is me being a little too tuned into crazy people online, but you've seen the rumors online that Trump's either having strokes or there's something going on with him.
Yeah.
It's all silly. To me, it's very silly.
It seemed like more like people having fun than actually.
Yeah. One thing that I read about, and apparently has been a thing for a long time, that is leading people to believe that maybe not that, but something is coming down the pike. Have you guys heard of the Pentagon Pizza Index?
No.
This sounds like the fucking...
Oh, the thing about where you can see like what departments are having a lot of meetings by who's getting pizza where?
So it's they keep track of all the Washington, D.C. pizza places that are delivering to the Pentagon and where they're delivering. And apparently they've been tracking this since the Cold War because they realized the Soviets were using it.
Oh my God, why?
To track how many late night meetings how many people were staying overtime at the Pentagon. And
now are they also able to determine how dire the situation is by what pizza they're ordering?
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're ordering Papa John's, you know death is near.
Yeah.
Sir, it's Little Caesars and they got three crazy breads.
Sir,
oh my God.
Sir, they doubled the garlic butter sauce.
We're all gonna die.
Yeah.
And I the list I read was apparently before a bunch of major invasions or political events, you see a giant spike in late night pizza orders to the Pentagon.
Now, I know that there is a lot of legitimate information about Trump having what might be symptoms of congestive heart failure.
Yes.
Because the ankles thing, the hand thing, he's an old man. He's obviously not in good shape. So there is a lot of, you know, health issues with him.
Makeup on the hand is weird.
Yes.
It is weird.
It's a consistent problem. Even when I met him, I remember him having a bruised hand. And that was in 2015. It wasn't like that, though. It was on his finger.
Mm-hmm.
But when you shake someone's hand, you're like, ooh, that's weird. You have a... But, like, I mean, look, the guy is obviously not the healthiest person in the world. But what do they have any idea, like, what they're saying the departments are that are ordering all these pizzas?
Shannon, was there any information like that?
So here, it's just basically it's saying that which pizza place it is, and then it rates it on a level of based on past history. But it does say between the 70s and the 80s during Soviet stuff is when they noticed a difference, that 83 to 89, and then 90 to 91 during the Gulf War stuff. So they do have like a bunch of times that this happened to coincide with events.
And then in specific events, they like... the week of, they're able to say, like, oh, shit, they're staying really late at the Pentagon. They're working on something.
Damn.
I've also heard the thing with the hand might be an IV.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. That's
to treat a few things.
That is very possible, yeah. Now, all these pizzas, was it all from Comet Ping Pong? Was it all from the...
That's immediately when I thought, when you said Pizza Index, I'm like, are they up to it again?
Does Comet Ping Pong have information on the Epstein files that we're trying to...
A lot of hot dog orders.
Yeah.
A lot of kids' meals.
Yeah, they get 16 small succulent cheese pizzas.
Yep.
Delivered to the Pentagon.
Ah, the Hillary special.
Yeah. Oh, Hill, you're backing down.
We need these pizzas to be, how do I put this, documented. We need 7 pizzas. We need them all to be able to keep a secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
And no barbecue chicken.
yeah. No pineapples.
No pineapple.
That's not even a kid fucking thing. I just don't
I just
like
think it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's someone out there is like, what does no anchovies mean sexually? No. Oh, they just mean literally.
Yeah, they mean that they just want pizza
in crazy bread.
That's the problem with Comet Ping Pong, is if you actually want a pizza, it takes forever to explain that.
Yeah, that's got to be a real pain in the ass.
The amount of times you send a child back to the kitchen, you're like, no, just a cheese pizza. Like, I got you. Like, no, dude.
That's one of my favorite old Tim Dillon episodes. He talks about when they used to order Coke from a pizza place, the code was a white pie. But then they go, we would like a white pie. Like,
yeah.
Also, that is what we want.
That gets so confusing. And also, what a terrible code.
Yeah, because somebody, that is something I order a lot.
Like that's, it's not an uncommon pizza to get.
All right, we're going to do one or two more things and get out of here. NYC men, and I don't know if this is real, this might be Zach getting fooled by the intern again, which happens a lot on this show because I'm dumb. NYC men find a stingray and immediately sell to Chinese restaurant.
Damn.
Shannon?
Okay, the word found here is the problem with this headline. Those men did not find a stingray.
Acquired.
They weren't walking down the street and a live stingray.
I mean, they're about to be walking this stingray.
Was in the fucking Bronx on the sidewalk. This had to have been from some sort of aquarium.
Yeah, that's a giant fucking stingray.
Do we eat a lot of stingray?
No, but I would assume
we eat orange chicken and it just might be stingray.
Or I would assume maybe scallops, certain seafood.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure you could zhuzh it up.
I mean, I know you can eat stingray because of Naked and Afraid, but it's I don't believe the story at all.
I believe they have a stingray.
Yes, yes. Oh no,
I see a stingray. I also, to be honest, would not be shocked if the restaurant bought it.
I mean, I feel like that. The only reason I think the restaurant didn't buy it is I think the restaurant owners are too racist to buy anything from these men off the street who are just dragging. An aquatic mammal through the fucking ground.
Aquarium, that's my cousin.
Yeah, no, it's Aquarius.
The aquarium?
Yeah.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, and don't start on my account, but if you use that wonderful product called Kratom, there's only one place on earth to get it from, and that's YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time. When you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door at YoKratom.com, there's no promo code needed. Why? Because the deal's already the best in the world at Kratom, a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just 60 smackers. Let's go, baby. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Woohoo!
Nah, dude. Imagine just picking the gravel off a stingray, just being like, this is good cooking, dude.
You hose it down.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you should eat stingray once just for Steve Irwin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just one shout out to the bro.
Yeah.
Just try it.
I bet it's out.
But I mean, what's the difference? Fucking, it's just another thing.
What if it's the best food you've ever had?
It might be great.
Find out that that's your favorite food. I kind of want to know. Yeah.
It might be great. Shannon, we didn't get any information on that, right? It was just a silly video?
Silly video, yeah.
All right.
The fact that it's on camera makes me not believe it anyway.
I mean, that looked like a stingray to me.
Oh, no. I am sure someone stole a stingray.
Yeah. Well, I remember years ago, they had, like, people were finding, like, sharks on the subway.
Yeah, I guess that. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, there was a weird thing when that was happening. And I just assume some drug dealer got busted and they had, like, an aquarium full of exotic fish that they had to get rid of.
You know what? That makes sense. I was just assuming it was people pranking.
It could be RFK being up to no good again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the baby bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
He could just be throwing. He might have been the middleman for this guy getting a stingray.
Yeah, there you go.
Who knows? That guy's doing everything.
No, we both know Kennedys never pull things out of the ocean.
That is true.
They leave them there and pretend like they weren't driving.
Yeah.
Dave, do you know that story about when RFK was here?
When it was here?
RFK was here a couple of years ago. And for people that know this one already, I apologize. And we had an office manager who was very beautiful and out of her fucking mind. When I say I have never met someone with more diarrhea of the mouth, this lady, Shannon?
I couldn't. I couldn't be in the same room with her. Very sweet, though.
Very kind, but just a yammering ninny. The most... You would watch people leave, and she would follow them and keep talking.
Oh, boy.
And once again, though, very, very gorgeous. Very cute dog. So RFK, so they had a case, he came to do Dave's show. They case out the studio the first day. Then he shows up, and they've got secrets. I mean, he's got guards. Like, there's a guy outside. There's people on the street. He's got a couple. Very charming. The second I shook his hand, I was like, oh, this is a Kennedy. Like, this is a charming motherfucker when you meet him, right?
Did he have the voice, or is
that
slowly progressing?
No, that's only on air.
Yeah. He only saves that.
His voice is completely normal off air.
Hey, how you doing? RFK, nice to meet you.
Oh.
And my wife, Cheryl. Yeah. You know her from the curb.
The curb.
Yeah, baby.
So funny. Yo, man, I just sold a stingray to these brothers down the street.
Man, I wish my uncle would have ducked.
I do love how us white people still do the voice of what black people sounded like when our parents were alive.
Yeah, baby.
It's always like 75 black guy that doesn't exist anymore.
Excuse me, can I dance with your date?
Come now, don't act jive on me.
Hold the phone, play.
Yeah, it's definitely a guy in like a Kangol hat with a matching cane.
So you got very drunk. First things first, so this is... We have our very great employee here, Blind Mike.
Yeah.
He's like, can I get you a water or soda? And he's like, I love it to you, honey. I love it.
Do you have a shot glass of colloidal silver?
And Blind Mike goes, I don't know how to do that. He told a Kennedy he was too stupid to make tea. We have a hot water machine. So then this fucking broad was, I'll make it. And she took so long that Secret Service kicked her out of the room to make his tea because she kept talking in between the steps of making tea. So now everyone realizes they got to get rid of her for the day. So Ralph tries to give her fake errands to get her away from RFK. And she literally goes, oh, I'll do those later. It's too exciting here right now. And he's like, no, I think you should go and I need you to pick up these things for the studio. She's like, no, but everybody's here right now. So RFK is talking to Dave. And Ralph and I are sitting outside and we're watching her. So Secret Security can't leave their post. And what would happen every time she would like corner somebody, they would leave. They would go to another room or they would walk outside. But they had to keep their post. So we're watching her just yap at them. And, dude, I swear they were going to go for their cyanide tablets. And we walk in to this sentence. So what do you guys think happened at Chappaquiddick?
There's no controversy. Is there even, like, a conspiracy about that?
No, everyone just, it's just a murder.
He crashed his car and he saved himself and not her. Like,
so what do you guys think happened? She didn't last. That was her last day, believe it or not.
See, why didn't RFK at least understand that if he just tolerated a little bit of her, it would protect him from the rest of her, from her being too much?
Well, he was in here. She got it with the security guards or the Secret Service, whatever you want to call them.
I'm just saying a little exposure to her would have inoculated.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't pick up on your very funny thing. I'm sorry. I'm running on fumes. I apologize. But, dude, it was so, the sentence, and then they both couldn't believe she asked. And then I just, it got back to Dave that was the question she asked RFK's security. And he's like, Jesus Christ, this guy came all the way here to talk to me.
At the same time, though, I don't really blame her because I feel like there's a good chance RFK would immediately be like, there never was a car or a bridge. They were both frozen and then dropped in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That was so fucking funny. All right, let's do a Twitter night and get out of here, Shannon.
Twit or not.
Plus size model lays bare her struggle to find love. Says men are too ashamed to be seen with large women.
Now, before we even see this woman, we're going to show this woman, of course.
Of course.
The definition of plus size model should be legally like legislated because
yes.
It is so ridiculous what some women count as being plus size.
Yes.
Like it just looks like a regular supermodel when she has a week off.
Yes, 100%. Like the girl, when they do like the plus size models on America's Next Top Model, they're like, oh, they're just hot ladies.
They're just, yeah, these are just models. You're not a fashion model. You look more like a video girl. And you're
there's a difference between plus size model and just not emaciated.
Yeah. Right. And there doesn't seem to be, in the definition of it.
Yeah. There's people walking down like the Gucci runway where it's like, you look like an alien.
Yes.
And then you'd see like the hottest chick walking down the street and you're like, yeah, you're a plus size model now. It's like, that's fucking. That's crazy. But the end of it is just like,
I also feel like we're coming in, we might be the first or second generation that thick. Well, you talked about a thick 10.
Yes.
When we were talking outside. When I talk about like my dad's generation and above, the bar on what a hot chick was very,
well, it's funny. It went back and forth. A big ass in the 80s, 70s, 60s was disgusting. But then you go a little bit further back and it was cool again.
Yeah.
Like in the 30s, 40s, they wanted a big, thick, sloppy woman who could give birth to some kids for them.
Yes, 100%.
And then we had the weird fashion industry. The 60s, they looked like fucking coat hangers.
Yes.
The quote unquote hottest women. But then in the 50s was Marilyn Monroe, who was back to being thick. So thank God we're back. All I can say is I go, when I see an Instagram and I see a plus size model, whenever I see a girl who's like an ass model, it's always funny because it's a super hot girl. There's two things you always know. They act like they have a cross to bear by being thick, and Zach Amico follows them.
Yep, 100%. Anytime I follow a girl with a giant ass on Instagram, I go, which other black comics follow her? All right, so Shannon, let's take a look at this lady.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's my speed.
She's 6 foot and 385.
That's a big gal.
That's a big bitch.
385. Are you 385?
Yeah. I'm.
Oh wow,
I'm
really?
Considered,
I have her Instagram. Wow. Hold on. Oops.
Yeah, please.
She's very.
Let's see her in motion.
She has a beautiful face.
She really does.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mute that.
Okay. I mean, she's very pretty. I can see if you're not accustomed and or prefer certain things where you could be. All right, yeah, let's see that.
Oh, the dude. Oh, she's got like a 5'4" boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he dude. Is a pig in shit, isn't he?
Oh, he's happy. Yeah, he's, I mean,
he could not be happier.
Live
yeah.
He fucking up.
Dude, he fucking rolls around on her like fucking Scrooge McDuck in Gold Coins. Yeah. That's a happy fucking Mexican. But see, look how much prettier she is than that fucking slob next to her.
I would say the blonde is the hot one, the third one.
The blonde is very cute.
The blonde is cute.
Well, I mean, look how much better she is than the girl next
yeah,
to her.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, that's...
It's two very different kinds of fat.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with it, but yeah, it's not really my type. That's bigger than I've...
Yeah, no, that's fine.
...ever dated, but very pretty face. I mean,
yeah.
No question. If that's what you're into, I totally get it.
That's a great way to say it. If that's what you're into, that's an exceptional version of
it. Yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, that's...
And I am, and yes.
If you want a big statuesque, if that's the word, like if you
Rubenesque,
you just yes, thank you. You just like if you just like a lot of woman, I totally get that. 6 foot is that's big.
That's a big bitch.
Yeah,
and she got heels on.
Damn.
See, I don't know if I'd want to even if she of any. I don't think I could date a 6 foot tall woman of any stripe, really. That's, because she's going to want to wear heels at premieres and stuff. I don't want to look like Andy Dick with a supermodel. You know?
Dude, that's wild. Her in the fucking German outfit.
See, that right now, what they're doing looks like someone could get hurt.
Yeah.
They're just... You
and can't... it might be the stairs. Yeah.
There's structural support damage going
Wait,
on
bring
there.
That back up again? Doesn't that look like they're going to get set on fire and a guy's going to ollie over them? Getting older all the time. I'm Bam Margera, and this is Hopping Two Fat Ladies on Fire.
Yo, I'm going to fucking hop these fat bitches while they sit on top of my Lambo. Let's hope they don't pop the tires.
See, the unfortunate thing also is I get, you never, she doesn't show a lot of ass. I feel like she might be one of those women that it doesn't really.
Yeah, it might, the ass might the ass. Be.
So that.
Shannon, can you go back up? There's one of her bent over.
When it's more proportional, that also.
Yeah,
is
go
very
back
attractive.
Up. There's one of her in black. There we go. Let's. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, she doesn't have, like, I guess what you might expect. Like, she actually has. Kind
especially
of a,
for.
Because
you assume
ass.
She's Spanish.
Yeah, it's a, kind of a smaller ass than you'd expect, maybe.
But still, I would say toy.
But she's.
But yeah. Also. You know what? Up to the beauty is in the eye of the beholder on that one, and I would behold her quite. I would behold her as
With
long
both
as
hands.
I could.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's struggling.
Fucking ribeye of the beholder, dude.
Yeah, this guy's This is yeah. Yeah, that, you gotta fucking. You gotta work for that.
That guy's knees are not okay.
He's just keeping his ACLs up.
Yeah, like he knows he's on camera. He has to go along with it, but that guy had to ice himself later.
Oh, fuck. Did you? Was it on World Star? Shannon, I don't think I remember to send this to you. I apologize. There's the funniest. I think it was World Star's funniest video of a guy catching his brother trying to sneak an enormous woman out of their apartment.
I did see this video.
It made me laugh so fucking hard because you just see the guy walking like almost like the cartoon, like ding, 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 ding. And then he goes, hey, man, how you doing? And he's like, and then you just see this. Not that.
Yeah.
But and then the guy goes, man, what the fuck? And just starts filming her leaving.
Oh, that's just me. This is why I must be the only person in the world who really wants for like all the internet to be way more legislated, like broadcast TV, so that people can't post videos of anyone they don't have a release for anymore. Because that's what would bring TV back. Because that's like why YouTube and TikTok has such an advantage over broadcast. Because they can just put fucking anything. They can take clips of shit. They can like put people that didn't want to be like filmed on the subway. And I do feel like I was like, we should go back to like where you have to get someone's release. Because
I
actually
that.
Am offended by the idea of how many fucking poor strangers are being made fun of on the internet against their will.
I remember a couple years ago. this is more than a couple of years, when I was still selling tickets outside a comedy club, a guy came up to me on a bike. He's like, hey, man, I know you from the internet. And I thought he maybe saw me do comedy. He goes, no, no, you're a meme. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you're all over my 4chan. And I was like, as what? And he was like, never mind, and just kept riding away. And it must have been something horrendous.
Oh, so you still don't know?
I've never seen it.
Oh, my damn, God. Dude.
It must have been some, like, specific...
Someone recording you at a drive-thru or something?
Yeah, I have no idea what it was, but I'm sure it was fucking humiliating.
Someone just caught you eating an ice cream cone on Coney Island?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like George Costanza?
Yeah.
All right, I think we can wrap this one up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so, so much to my guests, Tristan Bowling and Dave Cyrus. Please support them. Listen to Modern Apes. Check out Triumph, the Unsell Comic Dog. And I really appreciate you guys. Thank you to Shannon and Jorge in the booth. And we'll see you Wednesday here on the Old Morning Zoo.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. Zach Amico, morning zoo.